This is Shauna Lee, and welcome to this week's The Soul Frequency Sessions, real talk about real life and how to raise your energy frequency. All right, well, we got to talk about it because I am in the mastery level curve of a very big lesson. And I want to share all the details with you. It's super wild when we go through life, and we've talked about this so many times, where you have these things that just keep showing up, and they show up a little bit differently, but it's you're coming back around to a lesson that you've already learned, and you're deepening with it, or you're understanding it from a different perspective. And so I thought it was perfect as I sit here and think about my own life to kind of just download for you guys something that I'm learning. And maybe, if it fits like a glove, relate it to your life and whatever you're learning. If it doesn't fit at all, toss it. So basically, we have these reactions to things. We all have these triggers. We move through life, and whatever it is for you or for me or for any of us, when we bump up against it, and a lot of times it has to do with wounds we have or trauma that we haven't healed, and we don't even realize how we compartmentalize that, but it's present and it's there, but we don't want to look at it or face it. And sometimes we're just simply not even aware. And that's why it's cool in a way when life gives you the opportunity to bump up against something that you may have not seen before, or you may have a hard time looking at, because it brings it to light. It brings it to the surface, and you can go, oh, okay. Maybe I do need to look at this, or maybe I do want to become more aware around this topic in my life. And so once you've been on the planet for a while, if you're on a spiritual journey and you start to become more and more aware of things, you will really start to see that you're coming back around to it. And one of the things that I keep coming back around to, it isn't so much about one area of my life. It's more about how I show up to things, challenges, or things that maybe used to trigger me. Could I get to a place where I could basically hear any news or come up against any challenge and literally not go to any weird place with it, not freak out, not ruminate on it, or not feel terrified by it, or go into, all kinds of emotions about it. Could I show up to literally almost anything and just be oh, okay. Which is not stuffing our feelings. I don't want anyone to hear this the wrong way. It's not that you don't honor your emotions about something, or that you try to just be the, cool as a cucumber. It's more that you're in a vibration where nothing is going to take you off your path, or nothing is going to I always visualize this when I see this with myself or with people, as we can walk down this higher vibrational path, or we could be walking down a really low vibrational path. And if we're on this lower vibrational path, we're constantly being yanked off of it by our own volition many times, because we just detour down a road to the right or a road to the left, in, an emotional tailspin, or, really on it about something, and we're really upset, or we're really sad, or we're really angry, and we're just stewing. And so we're all the way, down this road off of our path. And then we got to travel all the way back, right? Trying to revive ourselves from where we went to get back on the path to, let's say, walk forward. And so, as we raise our vibration, many times in life, we're not going as far down those detour paths, right? And then having to come all the way back. Instead, we have these blips or these moments where we you know, veer off to the right or left, and then we learn a lesson or we gather ourselves. None of this is bad, by the way. It's just, it is what it is. And then we come back on the path. And so the mastery, like, that I'm kind of working through myself is like, could I receive anybody, any information, anything that crosses my path and be with it? Like, not wanting to just freak out about it or escape it or like go into a lot of emotion about it, but like at a very like higher vibrational place, could I just accept what that is? Like, first and foremost, even if I have feelings about it, could I just accept it? Because in sometimes when we go off like our path down these roads, we're not accepting like what's happening, right? It's basically, we're having a lot of emotion and we're not accepting what has walked into our life in one way or another. And we really go on this like big journey of coming to like peace or acceptance or discovering a way to kind of like shift the energy around it. But I'm like, what if like, we just didn't go down those paths? I, by the way, don't know that this is like 100% any kind of right answer. I'm not saying this is right or wrong or anything. It's just a lesson I'm kind of like moving through and playing with. And so what I'm learning about this is that as I start to come from this other place of like, I'm not going to go down this whole road with this, I'm just going to accept what is so, like what I'm seeing is that things like start moving very, very quickly in your life, because we get a lot of detours from our inability to accept what is so. And all the stories that we tell about that, right? Because we create all of these stories about why this shouldn't be happening, or why I have to feel this way, or why I'm traumatized by this. And we get really locked up in that. And so I was just noticing as I'm like moving through this, because over, if I look back on the course of my life, like my little detours have got less and less and less as time has gone on. And so my question to the universe is like, is it a possibility to not detour like that, right? To yes, have our feelings. I mean, we can stay on a path and like feel a certain way about something going on in our life, but not to like assign a story to it, not to tell everybody we know that we feel close to about it, to not perpetuate the story through what we say, through what we think, through what we feel. Instead, to just within ourselves come to peace and acceptance of what has happened, and to be able to decide on in a very quick way, like how do I want to take action on this? How do I want to move forward on this? How do I want to shift energy on this? And I'll give you an example from my life and how it taught me something pretty cool. So years ago, in 2007, I was diagnosed with skin cancer on the bridge of my nose. And I wrote about this in my book. So those of you that have read my book, you probably know about that. And it was really an awesome thing that happened in my life. I look back on it now and think like it was part of my awakening. It sent me on this journey of like, why am I so young and why am I having this? I mean, I was not out in the sun all the time my whole life, but I did do some tanning beds and I did have like a little burnt nose when I was a little girl, often by the pool in the summertime. So, you know, if we wanted to find a story and we wanted to find reasons about it, those are what I told myself for much of my life. So I get this diagnosis and it has me start evaluating like what I'm eating and, you know, what I'm putting in my body and why would this happen when I'm so relatively young? And I went through a surgery, and at the time I had the wisdom to, they wanted the, you know, when, if you get skin cancer, they do a procedure called a Mohs procedure where they take like as little skin as possible. And then they look at it under the microscope and they see if they got a margin, like, did they get all of it? Mine was basal cell carcinoma. And so they see if they get a margin. If they don't, they go back and they take a little bit more. So the idea is to take as little skin as possible. So, you know, you would have a good result. And being that this is like right in the center of my face, like probably a good idea to take as little skin as possible and not much extra skin on the bridge of your nose. So kind of a precarious spot. So anyways, they took some tissue. They looked at it. I think they had to go back again, take some more tissue, and then they finally got all of it. And then you kind of go to get, you know, that incision closed up. Well, at the time I was young and I didn't know anything about this whole process. And so the same, you know, regular dermatology office that did the surgery, they would do these surgeries like once a month or twice a month or something. And everybody comes in on the same day and they kind of go through the process. So anyways, they decided, like, looked at it and said, oh, we're going to close it up, because they can never know what you're going to end up with. They don't know how much tissue has to be taken out. So there's not much pre-planning in how they're going to close the incision, because they don't know until they take the tissue and figure out that they got the margin. So they looked at it and they were like, we're going to have to cut a flap up the center of your forehead and pull down some skin to close the incision. I was like, absolutely not. I am not having a scar running up the center of my forehead. Like, that's not good placement. What other options are there? And they really didn't have other options for me, which I felt was like kind of annoying. I'm like, there has to be other ways to reconstruct this. So I said to them, just pull it tight, close the skin. You know, the skin will probably stretch. I'm literally 30, I don't know, 2 years old, telling a doctor what to do. You got to love it. I'm like, pull the skin as tight as you can and stitch it up. And the doctor was like, well, I'm really worried that if I do this and you bend over, this thing's going to open up, meaning like the pressure from bending my head over. I said, I will not bend over. For how many days do you not want me to bend over? She's like, 3 to 5 days, and you need to sleep sitting straight up. I said, I will do it. You have my word. I don't want a scar up the middle of my forehead. Little bit of wisdom there. And I held my ground. And so she closed the incision and I slept sitting up, and I didn't bend over, and it stayed closed. And for, you know, probably a year or two after that, like, they lasered the scar and they did, you know, all kinds of things to the scar. But it always, like, from the profile view, had like, you know, like a divot out of my nose. I mean, tissue was taken from there and they just closed over the top of that. And so it's one of those things that probably not many people would notice. But of course, you know, us as ladies, we have close-up mirrors and you notice these things on yourself. So I, you know, went on with my life with my small little divot in my nose and have had a great time, not worrying too much about it, but always noticing it. And it turns out that, let me see, when was it? Was it December? Yeah, I think it was December. I was getting ready one morning and I literally saw the tiniest, like, white little bump on my nose in the same area where tiny. And it looks like almost like a little zit. And I saw it and I was like, oh, it's happening again. Like, because before I thought it was a zit, like in 2007, I just thought I had this like little zit and I kept covering it. And it took me a while, probably a couple months, before I went and got it checked, because it just wasn't going away. But this time, I knew what I was seeing. And I had an option at that time. I was like, I'm either going to totally freak out, right? Like, how is this happening again? I already have tissue missing from this area, and like go down a whole road, or I was just going to like accept what I was seeing. And everything inside of me knew what it was. Like, I don't even need you to test this. Like, I just knew. So I immediately went into the dermatology office and I had them do like a biopsy. And the doctor said to me, I don't think this is anything. She's like, it just doesn't, you know, are you sure you want me to biopsy this? Cause it's going to take some more skin out. Like, let's just leave it and we can check it later. I was like, no. And like, biopsy this thing immediately. Because I don't want it growing, right? I don't want to take any time or wonder about this. And I just knew. And so she did the biopsy and it came back that it was basal cell. And again, I had the opportunity of like either just going down a hole, like, poor me, why am I dealing with this? Like, I can't believe this is happening again. I wear my sunblock. I'm a good girl, right? All the things like that we can bring up in our heads. And I literally was like, I know what to do. Like, I know what to do. And I'm just going to walk forward and I'm just going to stay on my path and I'm just going to like accept what is so and move forward. And so, you know, in my head, I always want to heal everything naturally. So I went, you know, into this place of like, I could put a bunch of stuff on it, like oils and different things that I know, you know, can heal some of this. But then I was like, you know what? I'm like, I don't feel like I want to do that. And then always wonder about it, right? Like wonder if it worked, wonder whatever. And it was a really big thing for me. Cause like I hold pretty tightly to wanting to do something in a natural way. And obviously I don't want to be cut on. I mean, who does? So I was like, I moved from, I'm going to accept what is so to, I know what I want to do about this, like so fast. And then because I had a prior experience, and this is my example about how we come back around to things sometimes to realize like who I was in 2007 handling this same situation and who I am today, right? That's the lesson is like, what were you going through then? And what did you learn from it? And what are you learning from this now? So I'm going through this and I am learning that I'm kind of unshakable. Like at this point, I literally was like, all right, here's what we need to do. And then I said, I'm going to go to a plastic surgeon this time. Like, I'm not just going to do this in a dermatology office. I'm going to take the time, you know, which was only really a week, to find who I want to do this and to learn, you know, what my options are and to really be able to have a great result with it. So went on the journey, like was completely guided through a friend of mine who referred me to a plastic surgeon. And the plastic surgeon said, like through his assistant, tell her that any of my family members who need, you know, Mohs procedure, I send them to this doctor. Like the actual plastic surgeon sends it to this other plastic surgeon who really just focuses on reconstructive surgeries from skin cancer. So I would have never found this office. I mean, it was super cool. The guy took the time to say, you know, have her call this other doctor. This is all he does. And so I went and I saw the doctor. Totally liked him. He had a really great plan. And all of a sudden I'm sitting in his office and I'm like, I'm going to get this fixed. Like the fact that I was missing tissue for all these years since 2007, like maybe there's another way to like replace that tissue. And sure enough, he had a plan that did not include cutting halfway up my forehead, to basically graft some tissue back in there, which would ultimately restore my nose to pre-2007. And I drove home from that appointment and I was just like, oh, like the universe is rebuilding this. Like I could have gone down this whole road of like, why is this happening to me? And like all this kind of stuff. And I didn't. I just kind of went into this mode of like, I accept what is so, and oh, there's an opportunity here. And so the opportunity is to be able to, you know what I mean? Fix like this little divot that I see every day and you've come to just be like, okay, it is what it is. Didn't even know it could be fixed. Didn't even go down that road. Would have never, ever, ever like cared enough to like go get a surgery out of nowhere for it, just wouldn't have at this like time in my life. And this like popping up, it was like the universe was like, oh, like you can restore this. So I went in January and got the little surgery done. Again, went in there just trusting like, oh, this is all happening like for all the right reasons and not even stressed about it. They ended up doing only one pass. It was a very small amount of tissue that they took this second time around and being able to graft some skin there. And because of what I had learned in 2007, I slept sitting up so I didn't have any bruising and I just did all the things that I had learned, right? Because when we come back around to these lessons in life, like we get to see our own mastery. It's like, and I realized that when I first went through this, I mean, it was the biggest trauma drama going on in it. And that trauma and drama went on for a long time. And this time around, I was like, right, okay, I know what to do. I know where to go. I know what I want in this, even though I didn't know the exact doctor. It was so streamlined and so low drama and so many gifts in the experience. And so I tell you this story to say that like, when we get to this place of mastering some of these lessons in our life, it's like, boom, boom, boom. And we turn around and we go, oh, that like before just could have like exploded my world. And what I choose to bring to it or not bring to it is everything to the quality of the experience that we're having. And they also, when I went to go see the doctor, was like, oh my gosh, like you are healing so fast. Like it's wild. Like he was like, how far out are you? Like, and I think I was like a month out. And he was like, this is crazy. Like, it's crazy how much your body is healing. And, you know, our healing also has to do with how we think about things and how we feel about things and like how we hold things in our own, you know, aura and psyche and our own emotional field. And I was just like, right, this is already done. This is already healed. Like, I'm not even going to put any energy on this. Like, I know that I'm taken care of. I know that this was, you know, just really like a divine opportunity for me that I would have never chosen for myself. And more as time goes on, I am constantly presented with those opportunities to strengthen myself, to learn lessons, to see my own mastery. Like, it's like sometimes our angels and guides are like, look over here, like look at where you were before and then look at where you are now. Cause sometimes we don't even realize that. We're just literally going through life and we fail to turn around in the rearview mirror and notice where we've been and who we were and who we are today. And it's powerful to take that pause. And sometimes if we're not doing it ourselves, the universe will show you, look at this lesson. Look how much you've grown. Look at who you are now and how powerful you are and how what you put your attention on grows. And what you take your attention off of just resolves itself, just kind of like does its thing that it's supposed to do without us putting a bunch of energy on it. It just goes where it needs to go. It heals the way it needs to heal. It's living out its, if everything had like its own destiny, right? It's living it out without our interpretation on it or our energy on it or our fears on it. It's just doing its thing. And that is a lot of ease when we just allow things to do their thing and not have to like you know, kind of handle all of it with our hands, touch on it or focus on it or emote about it, all of that kind of stuff. So it's a powerful journey. I know you know that. And I know that you're going through your own stuff in your life and you are navigating your own mastery and you are looking in your rearview mirror and noticing. And as you notice, just appreciating. Yes, thank you. Thank you for where I have come from. Thank you for the path forward of where I am expanding and experiencing life. Oh, it's so good. So good. And I will see you back here next week for some more fun. Hey, lovely. This is Shauna Lee. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. If you got even one piece of valuable information, head over to Apple Podcasts and share a review with your takeaways. And follow us because we got lots more goodness to come. We are spreading the love far and wide. And you know where to find me over at IG at The Soul Frequency. Until the next time, love, here's to positive vibes and powerful awakenings.